What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, it is our Wednesday morning look, our midweek look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. Substitute Judge Dieter Targansky-Gomez of the Second Criminal Case Settlement Court accepted a brief of opposition which was presented by the anti-corruption prosecutor against the decision to annul the arrest warrant against the brothers Luis Enrique and Ricardo Alberto Martinelli Linares within the process that they are followed for alleged money laundering in the Odebrecht and Blue Apple cases. Through Orders 5 and 6, which were issued on the 6th of January, the court explains that in the case of bail to avoid being detained, an appeal filed by the defence of the Martinelli-Linares brothers is not feasible to annul the arrest warrant, since it had been reviewed by the Superior Settlement Court. At the same time, it explains that an arrest warrant for the purposes of extradition cannot be annulled if said order has not been issued. In this sense, the judge points out that this office has not formalized any procedure regarding the extradition of the Martinelli brothers, so it could badly render an order that has not been issued without effect. The lawyer Carlos Carrillo filed a request before the court to annul the preventative detention of the request for extradition of the sons of former President Ricardo Martinelli, alleging that his clients agree to return to Panama once the 36-month sentence has been served. Luis Enrique and Ricardo Alberto pleaded guilty to conspiring to launder $28 million of bribes from Odebrecht using the U.S. financial system. According to the U.S. authorities, these bribes benefited a close relative and senior official of the Panamanian government. Shortly after, both confessed that they acted on direct orders from their father. Once the Martinelli brothers are released, they should return to Panama, since although part of their sentence there includes 2 years of probation, both lack immigration status that allows them to remain on United States soil. The defense of the Martinelli brothers maintain that their clients are innocent of the charges against them in both processes and allege that it's all about political persecution. An administrative complaint to investigate whether the participation of various public entities in the Las Mil Polleras parade held last weekend in the city of Las Tablas was financed with public funds. This was filed with the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information, ANTAI. The complaint filed by the lawyer Ernesto Cedeño states that only one of the institutions that participated in the parade reported having spent the sum of $25,000, according to the Panama Compra portal. Cedeño stressed that according to information collected in the media, some 25 government institutions participated in the Las Mil Polleras parade, most of which have not given details of their expenditures. In his opinion, using public resources for this activity constitutes a waste of money that should be used to solve such urgent problems with the repair, for instance, with the repair of the streets and provision of drinking water to people with limited economic resources. He specified that he asked ANTAI to investigate all the institutions that participated in the Las Mil Polleras parade and establish the origin of the funds used for their participation in the event. The complaint indicates the possible violation of the Code of Ethics of Public Servants and even the existence of some type of criminal responsibility for the improper use of state funds. Surveillance cameras are a key tool for the investigations carried out by the Public Ministry in Criminal Acts, Homicide Prosecutor Rafael Baloyes highlighted on Tuesday. The prosecutors stressed that technology has allowed them to obtain more information to conclude cases, locating the perpetrators of different events such as traffic accidents, homicides and femicides. We have managed to prosecute many people who have committed crimes in public places, and today they are detained, said Baloyes, who added that these monitoring centres must be strengthened so that they can be extended to the national level. Video surveillance centres with smart cameras for surveillance are currently operating in Panama, Colón, La Chorrera in West Panama, and David in Chiriquí. From 2022, there are 52% of the cases that are already charged. Of this, 25% thanks to the cameras. It's been possible to establish the identification of people, of vehicles that participated and the modality in which an act of assassination or another different one is carried out, likewise in transit events, said the prosecutor. The lawyers argued that a certain fact is no longer left to the appreciation of an expert or a witness to establish different versions in a transit event in favour of a party. He added that with this technological tool, it is possible to establish how the events occurred and who is responsible. And the National Police reported on Tuesday that it seized 1,234 drug packages in a Panamanian Pacific port and that one person was arrested in the operation. The authorities reported that the illicit substance came in a container from Mexico and that it had Belgium as its final destination. Also, the police reported that 211 people were apprehended recently. Of this number, 104 for documentation, 18 for flagrante delicto. By the way, this is a legal term used to indicate that a criminal has been caught in the act of committing an offence. 78 for administrative offences, 10 linked to micro-trafficking and 1 to drug trafficking. As part of the police actions, 37 raids were carried out. 4 vehicles with reports of robbery and theft were recovered. 4 firearms and 82 rounds of ammunition were confiscated. In addition, 14 foreigners were processed before the immigration authorities. The plenary session of the National Assembly approved to summon the General Deputy Administrator of the Urban and Home Cleaning Authority, the AAUD, Rafael Antonio Prado de Obaldía. The summons was set for next Monday, the 23rd of January, in the afternoon, before the legislative chamber. Prado de Obaldía will have to answer 14 questions. In this sense, it must report the current status of the administrative concession held by the company Herbalia Panama S.A. regarding the management and operation of the sanitary landfill in Cerro Patagón, if a request for an extension of the contract has been submitted. Likewise, the official will have to answer questions about the actions implemented by the AAUD to mitigate the existing problems in that sanitary landfill. What is the comprehensive solid waste management plan that the AAUD maintains at the national level in relation to Law 7276 of December the 31st of 2021, which currently regulates the matter? And what is the institution's plan to concretely solve the garbage problem in the country? And other questions formulated for the Deputy Administrator of the AAUD. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, signed Executive Decree No. 1 of January the 16th of 2023, through which a list of 132 medications from the Social Security Fund, the CSS, is declared in critical shortage. This so that purchases of medicines can be made through expedited mechanisms, it was reported. Drugs declared in critical shortage include antibiotics, antihistamines, antivirals, antifungals, conjugated estrogens, diuretics, HIV treatment, osteoporosis, and nasal decongestant. In turn, President Cortizo, together with the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, signed Decree No. 2 of January the 16th of 2023, which regulates the National Medicines Observatory of Panama. Now, this observatory will be deployed through a technological platform managed by an executing unit within the Ministry of Health. This is in order to strengthen the supply system, traceability and safety of medicines. Both decrees contain the recommendations suggested by the Technical Commission on Medicines, whose function is to find formulas that allow the population to have access to quality medicines at a lower price. And that's it. There we go. That's some of the things in the local news for this Wednesday, compiled for you here on this morning's programme.